Dann sag ich, der Damskat, now out, dat the wow, fun with the cigar, so yan, iguan.
Dallas, was get, and the cigar soon.
And you're listening to the Cree Chatter Hour. Welcome back, everybody, dat the wow. We're happy you guys joined us again. We had a really good deep bike dips go, iguan deep bike geese go yesterday, and I hope you guys had a good Halloween as well.
It was a really wonderful day in the Wigamag, and lot of candy, a lot of a wasak. It was a really good day for a tipay gisigaw.
It was a little bit tagaya sinway we eat the mic though. It was a little bit chilly out there, but we wouldn't expect anything less here in Alberta.
Yep, it's gisin.
One thing that I miss though, and that I always think about when Halloween comes around, is Blue Quill's Haunted House. You guys need to bring that back. So if anybody listening from Blue Quill's, keep that in mind for next year. That was a deadly fundraiser, and I do believe that was an attraction for the St. Paul, Sad Lake, and area.
That's a wonderful topic that you just brought up. Speaking of Blue Quills, I do sit on that board. And that topic,
my counselor talk.
That topic was brought up today by none other than Mr. Waska Hat.
Did you?
Yeah, Egwa, absolutely.
Egwa, what did they say about bringing back the haunted house?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen at this time. Prior to 2019 was the last time they had the haunted house. But prior to that, they started to do all the ground research on the findings of 215.
So it's kind of just out of respect.
Yeah, out of respect and just kind of to...
Let me tell you guys again, though. Like, when I went to school there and I was in it was in-person classes, when we would do that haunted house, you felt an energy there, you know? It was you could feel it. It didn't matter if you were on a floor full of people that were a part of that. Especially at night, you feel something, which is good, though. So maybe they should... Maybe we could rent out somewhere like here in town or something and do the haunted house. I don't know.
Yeah, to get back to finishing what I was just talking about, Nuwigimagan, they do thank everybody. It was such a huge success up to prior to 2019, prior to COVID. But they are reconsidering because, I mean, there's talks about actually a new Blue Quilts that's going to be built.
You know what they could, though? They have the
and going back to... I'm just kidding.
They have the new building behind there. That's where they should put the haunted house. I know, like, being in the old Blue Quills building is it did bring a lot of, you know, like, oh, let's go to the haunted house there. But they should do it in the new building, though.
No, yeah, they were so thankful for all the support from the surrounding communities in the Wigamaga.
Now you're starting to sound like a counselor. Well, hey, Moi, you don't have to be a counselor on the Cree Chatter.
Oh, yeah. But no, it was a wonderful topic. It's so funny that you were just talking about that because that's the first thing I brought back. What's up with the haunted house, man?
As soon as you sit down. Bring back the haunted house.
And I just got a little scolding of why not. And I'm like, never mind. No, but there is talks about
having.
They're going to have talks about doing a haunted trail there, right? Yeah. So, but until things kind of settle.
I'm just saying that Jeep by Dipsco was really something to look forward. That was something we really looked forward to doing on Halloween. Speaking of that, though, it's past now, and we're well into November. November 1st here, actually. That's how you say frozen moon. It's not Christmas yet. It's November. But Iikopiupisim is how you say.
That's the old Cree I use.
Here to get hurry up.
Iikopiupisim. That's that old Cree. Iikopiupisim.
I'm just saying, though, you guys, again, for those of you who aren't familiar with the way our Nehyo people describe our minds, we go by the moons. And November, since it's officially November now, is a frozen moon. And that makes a lot of sense because you look outside and everything looks pretty frozen now.
Like the frost and the gophers, like she said, they're tapasi, the gophers.
Well, you know what? Since it's been snowing, we're like, okay, now we're going to go Beatsy. We always talk about Beatsy. So we didn't even get to make it to one yet because the one we were supposed to go to, the roads were really bad going down to Sutina there. But looking forward to that. You know, it's a good thing we live in a good area here. We're kind of in the middle of where all the good deadly round dances are happening. They'll pick up pretty soon. Everybody, if you haven't even thought of it yet, you guys should start doing your Mio Manto Gisigao shopping if you're into giving gifts and stuff.
Ooh,
now's the time, not last minute like Dallas all the time. Just guess what you want. Here, I thought you wanted this. House coat.
I thought you wanted this bagwisagan.
I made you this bagwisagan. Just wrap it up.
No, I, as a Paul, no, as a leader for Frog Lake First Nations, I do stand by my cultural beliefs and Cree laws that we do not colonize, we do not to be apologists colonization to...
Okay, no presents for you then. Okay, we don't have to buy any presents boing, for
I
you.
I
want
presents. I was just kidding.
All right, nobody, don't even yeah. wish him well, a happy yeah. Christmas or Merry Christmas or nothing. He doesn't believe in that.
I do. I'm part
At
of it.
At this time, though, you know, I think our people, especially the indigenous people, we really, it's about gathering and just being with your family at times like that. You know, a lot of people do feasts and instead of like a Christmas dinner or, you know, some people bring out their spa gun and just offer prayers like that. So it's a good time. I'm looking forward to that. I really like seeing how excited our Awasis Suk, Nitwa Sim Suk get when, you know, they see Christmas stuff and things like that. So it's time to let the pumpkins freeze to the ground and get covered by snow and then bring out the Christmas lights.
Hey, that's what I do. I think I put away the pumpkins in April when the snow melts.
I remember that. At our old place, man, we lived up. There was a bunch of Munyawak on each side of us. And Dallas would leave our pumpkins out there literally until they would go old, but then it would get cold, so they would freeze and stick to the ground. Then the snow would cover them. Then he wouldn't take them off until the snow melted.
Well, those were my offerings to the, you know, that my four-legged brothers out there. That.
But you know what I heard today? And I will touch on that subject later, though. But speaking of things that are kind of rocked Indian country lately, Auntie Buffy St. Marie. We all have different thoughts on that. Like, I know she claimed that I didn't know too much about her story or anything, but I know a big part of, you know, who we are as Nehiyawak too. I know adopting people means a lot, but that it's kind of shook us too as artists because we're in that same field. And I just, what are your guys' thoughts? I know you guys probably, I see a lot of things going on Facebook and everybody voicing their opinions and stuff like that. And I think it's important to discuss things like this because we live in a time now where it is really important to kind of bring things like that to light because it is space that, you know, it is meant for our people. I'm just trying to have a serious conversation. This guy just starts buffing.
Start buffing out here.
No, but I heard Munyawak talking about it on another radio show today while I was dropping off my son's lunch. Cool. Yeah, they were talking about like, well, what's your thoughts? And they were taking in callers. Maybe we should start taking in callers.
Yeah, let's take in some callers here. Okay, say good. First caller.
First caller, please.
Hello there. I'm Skaggy. Now, I got a lot of thoughts about Buffy. Are we talking about Buffy, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
More. Or
Buffy the Nihil Man Slayer? But you know what?
We'll leave it at that.
But for me, right, I'll tell you one thing as Nehiyawak, Neoino Aisinoak. You know, we do walk this beautiful Gagayaski, the Miskano. In a way of compassion, sagituin, egoya wakutuin. So just look at those and then compare that, and then your answer would be pretty quick to.
So are we supposed to just be okay Moya. With that?
No.
Are you saying?
So when people show that, kia no, egoya ninan. That's the kind of we show that.
I think it actually puts our people, especially our Cree people, in a really tight spot because our beliefs, you know, we are very accepting.
Absolutely.
We are very compassionate and we show a lot of love, but when it comes time to like if you guys haven't watched The Fifth Estate yet on the whole documentary, it talks about how she claimed to be a 60 scoop survivor.
Yes.
And all of this and it, for me, it made me really think of all of our people out there who really are 60 scoop survivors and who really, you know, and she didn't experience any of that. I know she spoke a lot for people. She did a lot of wonderful work. But I think anybody could have done work like that and still just been an ally.
Absolutely. Like, to finish what I was talking about, Nawigmagan, I didn't see that coming from her. So yeah. I'm talking
nobody
about
did.
Nobody. Talking about the compassion, the Wakuto and the Sagito, and I'd never seen that. So that's why I never had no connections to her. Because if that was shown, then maybe my story would be different. And second, my second point is you cannot use in our past traumas for your advantage. You can't, yeah. to me. And that's where I draw the line,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. So. But you know what? I just think that there is a lot of talented Nehyo artists, not just Cree artists, but Indigenous artists throughout all of the years who could have been recognized for the things she was recognized that really were Indigenous. You know, yeah, she may be Indigenous at heart. She could be really believe that she's Nehyo in her heart. But, you know, you can't take... You can be an ally and do all this beautiful work and speak on Indigenous issues without taking our identity.
How about that? She'd on her days off in the 60s, she would come and teach Cree in a pie pot.
No, you heard that part in the documentary.
That was so funny.
Anyway, but that's no. all. We had to talk about the Buffy
but
thing.
But Jessica, we got a caller coming in here. Oh, caller number two, please come in. Oh, yeah, don't say this is Edmund Bull. Mama Skotsky to Tian Buffy.
Oh, God. Shut off your mic.
Yeah, but to Tian Buffy Murray. Okay.
Everybody shut off his mic now. But we had to touch on the Buffy subject because I know everybody was probably waiting to hear our thoughts on that. But you know what? It's been a real, like, holy, you know, like all of Indian country.
Speaking about holy and what I believe in. Holy moly. Holy moly.
Move back from the mic a little bit. There you go.
Okay.
Speaking of that, though, like we were saying, Iko Pupi Sim is November. We are officially in November. And I was talking about before you so rudely interrupt me. Iko Pupi Sim. That's how you say frozen moon. And our Cree way, and most of the Indigenous people, I think, on this side of the, what do you call it?
The world?
Equator.
The equator.
We go by moons. So this is the frozen moon month. And, November for us, I think, is just about, you know, getting prepared for December, because our Nicosis Ambrose, he has his birthday, and then 2 weeks after his birthday is Christmas, so this is when we gear up for that.
I think you said that perfectly. November prepares us for December.
Yeah, I think so.
And then it prepares us for January.
Can you guys see here? I mean, that this guy literally, I could talk something real good. He'll hear something and that'll be the only thing that he focuses on.
You literally said that. It's November does prepare us for December.
If you all,
but no. A good reminder about November when it's frost and the freezing. For me, and Anaskum and Matsun, I'm very thankful that I get to see another winter. And I'm really thankful when it comes to the four seasons for us, Nehioino. And I'm just thankful. For me, I'm thankful because Christmas is a beautiful time.
Boy, you sound like an old school Nehio, Napegasuinuak.
Napegasuinuak. But you know what?
I see another winter.
Yeah. I see another winter.
How many winters are you then?
43.
There you go. 43. Oh. That's not too bad though. You still look pretty. You look pretty, you know, like a young Napeo still.
I still look pretty.
Like a young
din. Oh, you can actually call me Kistil Napil. Kistil Napil. Kistil.
Translate.
Hot man.
Kistil Napil.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but
boy.
I actually should say this properly. Neimtano ni stusap etuponan.
Neta tope ponan.
Neta
Neta.
Neta.
To.
To.
Pe.
Be.
Ponan.
Neta to pipunan.
That's how what you say. That's how many winters you are.
Nevo imtano ne nistusap.
Neta.
Neta to punan.
Close enough. Neta to pipunan.
Yeah, neto tap.
And you know when you're telling somebody your age, like you could, if you don't know how to say your age in Cree, just say, you know, I am 29. Neta to pipunan. I'm not 29, but I still wish I was. Yeah. But you're literally saying that's how many winters you are. Neta to pipun. You hear that word? Yeah. Pipun. That's winters.
Neta to pun. Neta to pun.
Yeah. Again, honey.
Netatapupunan.
There you go. See, close. Netatopipunan.
Netatopipunan.
There you go.
Yes, yes. Oh, right, me good.
Got it. Netatopipunan. But that's how you would say, like, anybody wants to say how old they are. Like me, I'm nestomteno tepagopsap netatopipunan.
Oh, yeah.
Good spy. So you guys, we actually have an interview today. Gee.
Yeah, it's so skinny. Yeah, we do. We actually have a really good interview for my, I call her my Nigawis, and her name's Shirley Hunter, a really strong advocate for the language from Goodfish. Ginuso? Yeah, Ginuso, what?
But there's a way you say it, because it's either whitefish or yeah. Goodfish.
Yeah.
But they're the sister reserve to Sad Lake. You know, they all apart are, they actually really are considered Sad Lake people. But they, you know, started their own reserve over there. I'm excited to hear that because I know she speaks really good as well. You guys stick around for the interview right after these messages.